Part 3. The Terrible Twins. The ghost planned his revenge.
I will dress myself in old-fashioned clothes. I will wear this hat with a red feather and this shroud round my body. I will take this old knife. Then I will go to Washington's bedroom. I hate that boy because he always removes my bloodstain. I will wake him up. Then I will stab myself 3 times in the neck. He will scream with terror. Then I will go to his parents' room. I will put my hand on their faces in the middle of the night. I will whisper the secrets of death in their ears. Then I will go to the twins. I will be a skeleton. By the end of the night, they will all be mad. But I won't hurt pretty Miss Virginia. She is the only one of the family who has not laughed at me.
It was the perfect night. The rain fell heavily. The wind blew round the old house. For a long time, the twins were awake. They were laughing about something. At last, the house was silent.
300 years ago, I murdered my wife. Now I will do another terrible thing.
The ghost of Sir Simon de Canterville crept along the corridor in the darkness. A dog howled in the night. The storm clouds passed over the moon. He approached Washington's bedroom.
Ah!
In front of him, there was a horrible ghost. It had a round, fat, white face. Fire came from its eyes and mouth. It was covered in a long, white shroud. There was a notice hanging from its neck with strange writing. Perhaps it was a list of crimes. It raised a sword in its hand. Sir Simon had never seen another ghost before. He was very afraid. He ran away back to his secret room. He was there all night in the dark, shivering with fear. At last, the sun rose. Very carefully and slowly, he went back to look at the other ghost. Perhaps it was a friend. They could work together to frighten the Americans. But the other ghost was not there. He found only a white curtain, a turnip, kitchen knife, and a notice. He read these words in old-fashioned writing.
Ye Otis Ghost, ye only true and original spirit, ignore all imitations.
At last he understood. The twins had made the figure of a ghost. They had tricked him.
I will murder them,
he promised himself. The ghost was too tired and afraid to take revenge. Instead, he went back to his room and climbed inside an old empty coffin. There he felt safe from the terrible American family. Poor ghost. He had very bad nerves. If there was a sudden noise, he jumped with fear. He did not even replace the bloodstain in the library.
The Otis family come from a modern country with no history and no soul. It is impossible to live with them in the same house.
But the ghost's job was to haunt Canterville Chase. 300 years ago, he had promised to do this. It was his duty. Every Saturday he walked through the corridors. He was afraid of the twins, so he used Rising Sun Lubricator on his chains. He did not want to make a noise. The twins continued to hurt him. They tied strings across the corridor so that he fell over. They put butter on the stairs so that he slipped. The ghost was very angry. He recovered his courage.
I will appear as the Headless Lord,
he decided.
This time I will frighten them all. 70 years ago I appeared as the Headless Lord in front of young Lady Barbara. She ran away from Canterville Chase and never returned.
He took 3 hours to get ready. Then, in the middle of the night, he crept towards the twins' bedroom. He pushed the door open. A large, heavy jug of water was on top of the door. It fell on his head. He was wet from head to toe. Sitting up in bed, the twins laughed and laughed. The ghost was afraid to leave his room. Because of the water, he had a terrible cold and sneezed all day. When he haunted the house after this, he was very quiet. One night, he was downstairs in the hall. He looked at the large photograph of Mr. and Mrs. Otis.
Where are the old paintings of all the Lord Cantervilles?
He wondered.
These Americans are so uncivilized.
Boo!
The twins jumped out of a dark corner and shouted in his ear. The ghost ran up the stairs. Washington was waiting for him. He had a large garden syringe in his hands.
Help!
Shouted the ghost.
Help!
He jumped into the fireplace and escaped up the chimney.
These Americans are dangerous. I will never leave my room again.